I'm already having a great time, and so good to see Antonio a few minutes ago, bringing us in for some high release. And yeah, Marie-Anne and her good buddy, our friend Doyle, let them set the stage for today's message.
Terrific. Looking forward
to it.
See
you on the other side. Marie-Anne Marengolo and Doyle Neumeier. And I love that song. Is there anyone who doesn't like that song? And why would I not speak about love today? Of course I'm speaking about love. Have you met me? It's 2 days before that day of love, of the day of St. Valentine, when chocolate and roses and cards make a lot of profits. Oh, but I do love that song so much. And I find, oh, by the way, I want to say that today's message, being what the world needs now, was decided before Burt Bacharach went on to his next adventure the other day, which I found quite ironic at, I believe, 94 years old, 93 or 94. And talk about someone who lived their purpose, their passion, and changed this world because of his music. I'm very grateful to Burt Bacharach. So Burt Bacharach, rest in peace. Fly to your next place. And there are so many renditions of that song that I love, that I really love. There's that word love again. Jackie DeShannon, the original, who recorded it. It was not Dionne Warwick. Dionne Warwick was originally offered that song to record it, and she turned it down initially. She thought it was too country and too preachy. And then after it became a big hit in the mid-60s, she decided it wasn't so bad. And then she recorded it, and it's kind of well known through her voice. And something I find interesting about the song What the World Needs Now is that Burt Bacharach and Hal David, who wrote the lyrics, they were really surprised by the success of the song, because the subtext for that song in the 60s was about the Vietnam War. And they were well aware of the differences Americans had about the Vietnam War. And it made it to number 7 in the charts, but I'm not here to give a report, a thesis on what the world needs now. I will say one more thing about it. One rendition of this song that I really especially love, that's very near and dear to my heart, is when the Broadway singers and musicians recorded it as in response to the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando back in 2016. I found that very powerful. And if you've never seen it, go on YouTube, Google it. It's very powerful. Where am I? I'm talking about love. Yeah, love. Pre-Valentine's Day. Here's where I want to take a different turn with this song. While I really love the message, beautiful, beautiful song, love the message, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Is there anyone who doesn't agree with that? Not just for some, but for everyone. Where I think the song goes a little astray is that there's just too little of love. Not true. Not true. The truth is that there is plenty of love. There's never a lack of love. There's never a lack of love in this world. It surely seems like it quite often. The world doesn't need love. The world has love. But how are we using it? You know, we hear God is love. We hear this all the time. God is synonymous with love, right? God is love. Our very first unity principle is that there is only one power and one presence. As the universe and as my life, God the good, omnipotent. And if God is synonymous with love, then there is only one power and one presence active in and as the universe, in and as my life, and that is love. Love, omnipotent. It's everywhere. So there's never an absence of love, an absence of faith, an absence of all that God is and the entirety that is God, whatever we want to call God. And, you know, it's been a while since we've really talked about our 12 powers that Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, really believed in as a foundation to the Unity teachings. And I want to share in the Revealing Word what Charles Fillmore says about love. About love as a power that we possess, as one of our spiritual gifts. Let's see, where is this love? It's right here. Charles Fillmore says that love is the pure essence of being that binds together the whole human family. Divine love is impersonal. It loves for the sake of loving. It is not concerned with what or who it loves, not with a return to love. Like the sun, its joy is in the shining forth of its nature. Isn't that beautiful? Like the sun, love's joy is in the shining forth of its nature. Love is the inner quality that sees good everywhere and in everybody. here we are, a place that invites, that leaves no one out and invites everyone in. Love. Love insists that all is good, and by refusing to see anything but good, love causes that quality finally to appear uppermost in itself and in all things. Love is the great harmonizer and healer. Whoever calls on God as Holy Spirit for healing is calling on divine love. Divine love will bring your own to you, adjust all misunderstandings, and make your life and affairs healthy, happy, harmonious, and free. Romans 13:10 says, love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. But how are we using love? Are we using it, as we would say, not right or wrong, but correctly? Sean often talks about correct perception. Are we perceiving love in the correct way of usage? Because love can really be misdirected from a lower vibration, can be really misguided. Hitler loved Germany. Hitler loved Germany. And he did what he thought was showing love. I know that's a dangerous can of worms to open up, but it's a great illustration of how easily it can be misguided on a simpler level. Codependence is not love, but it's trying to put on the mask of love, but it's not. It's not love. Here's the thing about love. Here's the thing about our powers, our spiritual gifts, our 12 powers. They don't act in a vacuum. They don't operate in a vacuum. They join with our other powers. And love joins, it's closely associated with wisdom, our power of wisdom. Now, as Charles Fillmore pointed out, they have physical locations, power centers in the body, and love, very appropriately, is located behind the heart. So we think of love, we think of hearts, we think of Valentine's Day, we think of hearts. Wisdom is located close by in our solar plexus. That is the power center of wisdom, which makes perfect sense because wisdom is our intuition. It's that divine knowing that we know that we know. It is our spiritual understanding. Understanding is another power, but let's stick with love and wisdom right now, because here's the thing. Love without wisdom is too flighty. Love is considered a feminine power, and wisdom is more grounding. It is considered a masculine energy power. So love without wisdom is flighty. Wisdom without love is too rigid. So they join together, they connect, and they work together. Now, in her book, Adventures in Resilience, Reverend Sharon Connors writes that wisdom vibrates yellow like a glorious sun in the early morning hours. There's a thing about the sun again, about light. It is grounded in faith and understanding and filtered through love. So wisdom, associated with the color yellow, shining bright like the glorious sun in the morning hours, is filtered through love. So they work in connection. Now, how do we come back to this? How do we use love correctly? How do we use wisdom correctly? We pray. We pray. That's what we do in unity. We pray affirmatively. We pray from within us, not from out there, but from within. And we pray on our willingness, on exploring our willingness to be in love, to come from love rather than judgment or scorn. It's a tall order. I dare to bring up something such as a State of the Union address where we see behavior in others that is gives us an opportunity of advanced work to come from love, to come impersonal divine love. God is love, love is God, and it's everywhere present, everywhere present. So love is a spiritual gift. It's an ability to direct the power of God for earthly good. Emotions come and go. Most people think love is an emotion. Emotions come and go, but love is never changing. It can't change. God can't change. God is, love is. Love can enable peace to be restored on earth. Take that in. Hear it again, even if it sounds like a platitude or sounds cliche, listen to that. Tap on your heart. Do a little heart tap. Signal that energy to move from here, from the mind down to the heart, and hear that love can enable peace to be restored on earth. We sing it all the time. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. And once we learn the words, we kind of tend to stop listening to them. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. We can heal the world. We have that power. We have that power to join together, but it's a commitment. You know, speaking of love, it kind of took me back to the early 90s, early on my journey. And it was really the book, A Return to Love, Marianne Williamson's first book. She was my first spiritual teacher who really propelled me onto the spiritual path. And I've shared before, I was in a place where I needed that, like I needed oxygen. I needed an anchor. That's when I found my way to unity. But first, it was through A Return to Love. And in A Return to Love, Marianne Williamson says, love is what we were born with, just like Charles Fillmore. Fear is what we learn. The spiritual journey is the unlearning of fear and prejudices and the acceptance of love back in our hearts. Love is the essential reality, and love is our purpose on earth. To be consciously aware of it, to experience love in ourselves and others, is the meaning of life. To be consciously aware of it, to experience love in ourselves and others, is the meaning of life. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Not only is that a really tall order to commit to, a really, really big practice. That's putting on your big girl, big boy panties and on your spiritual journey, being willing to love everyone, not like him, as opposed to my book back here. Is it over here? Yeah, love you forever, like you for always. That ain't true of everyone, okay? But we are here to love. And Thomas Merton, I'm a fan of Thomas Merton and have a couple of quotes from Thomas Merton here. To say that I am made in the image of God is to say that love is the reason for my existence, for God is love. Can't make that point too much. God is love. Love is my true identity. Love is my true character. Love is my name. Whatever your name is, it is synonymous with love. What the world needs now is love. While on one hand, that's so very true from the level of humanity, our humanness. On the other hand, Wow, the world doesn't need love. The world has love. It always has. It always will. Thomas Merton also said, "It is a glorious destiny to be a member of the human race. Now I realize what we all are. And if only everybody could realize this. But it cannot be explained. There is no way of telling people that they are walking around shining like the sun." You're walking around shining like the sun. Are you able to take that in? You are light. You are love. The world has love because the world has you. You are God expressing as you. My affirmation for today, to go along with my message, is be to the world what you want the world to be. Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. I say, be to the world what you want the world to be. We can't keep doing the same things expecting different results, can we? That old definition of insanity. There are times we can have a moment of insanity, but we can always come back to center. There is only one power and one presence as the universe and as my life, God, love, omnipotent. It is a glorious destiny to be a member of the human race. What will you commit to heal the world from yourself? We can't love our neighbor if we don't love ourselves, because the scripture says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So love yourself. You're already love. You already have the power within you. Explore your willingness to be in love, to use that divine intuition of wisdom that is so closely connected to it. Let's meditate on this. I invite you to place your hand over your heart. Again, make that connection, moving from your head all the way down your arm into that place. Put your focus right there and allow your breathing to slow down. And with each exhale, just go a little deeper with the breath. Go a little deeper into relaxation. Let your shoulders drop. Know that there is a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place, it was brighter than tomorrow. In this place, you feel there's no hurt, no sorrow. The world continues to spin on its axis, and the presence of love continues to connect us all. If your eyes are open, I invite you to focus on this beautiful image in front of you on the screen. That's our earth. That's our home. That little blue ball whirling in space. We heal the world, make it a better place. Love is strong. Love only cares of joyful giving. The dream we were conceived in will reveal a joyful face, and the world we once believed in will shine again in grace. Ah, the glory of love. Just breathe and take it in to your heart. You are the hands and the feet of God in this world.
Create a world with no fear.